After meeting with Governor Rick Scott at the Tallahassee Airport on Tuesday, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said that drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and off Florida's Atlantic coast are being taken off the table.
I don't want your kids ever to fight on foreign shores for a resource we have here, but there's places where resources are sensitive, and there's places where we're not going to go forward with resources, and one of them is off the coast of Florida.
The proposal announced last week included 47 potential lease sales in 25 of the 26 planning areas, 19 sales off the coast of Alaska, 7 in the Pacific region, 12 in the Gulf of Mexico, and 9 in the Atlantic region. Scott was part of a bipartisan group blasting the plan, which would have scrapped the existing moratorium on drilling in Florida, which is set to expire in 2022.
I'm appreciative that the secretary came to Tallahassee to sit down and talk about it, and has committed that as a result of our interest in making sure that there's no drilling here, that Florida will be taken off the table.
Mr. President, I must say I've seen political games being played with trying to drill off of the coast of Florida.
U.S. Senator Bill Nelson speaking Wednesday on the floor of the Senate.
Not only am I appalled, I have recoiled at this political game, but unfortunately I'm not surprised. Because what we've seen happen in the last 15 hours.
During his 20-minute address, Nelson announced he has sent a letter to Secretary Zinke containing a number of questions.
What exactly does off the table mean? The whole Eastern Gulf, half of it, 125 miles off the coast? Does it mean both coasts of Florida? Does it mean just one? What about the Straits of Florida?
In that same speech, Nelson also announced he's filed new legislation to implement a permanent ban on drilling off the Florida coast.
We were hoping to do this through Congress, but with the president now saying that he agrees with that, it's going to make it much easier for Congress to extend that moratorium, which we must have to protect our military mission.
State Senator Doug Broxson of Gulf Breeze also had been opposed to Florida's role in the drilling expansion because the Eastern Gulf is used for military training and weapons testing.
For years, we had no contact with the military. We'd have to go through a Congress. But now with the Florida Defense Support Task Force, we have a chance to talk to these generals every month to find out exactly what they're thinking. And they've told us that they want to protect that range from Pensacola to Key West.
Also blasting the five-year plan set for 2019 to 2024 is Sierra Club Florida Director Frank Jacquelon. He contends that Zinke's decision is a purely political move to aid the ambitions of Rick Scott, who is said to be planning a challenge of U.S. Senator Bill Nelson.
There's always politics in anything that happens involving Florida in an election year, but it's easy to understand why Democrats, including Senator Nelson, would see it as politically motivated. The timing lent itself to that conclusion.
Susan McManus is a political scientist at the University of South Florida. She says it appears that the Republicans want to steal some thunder from Nelson on this issue.
It was the case that Nelson was going to be better positioned to run on the offshore drilling issue. He has consistently been opposed to it, whereas in days when things were really bad in terms of gas prices, the public was more in favor of drilling. At that time, Scott had commented that he was more in favor of considering it.
One reason, according to McManus, why Scott is now boarding the no-drill train is having to win over younger voters if he decides to run.
The millennials and Gen Xers, the two youngest generations in Florida, are very pro-environment. Floridians have become much more conscious of anything environmental in terms of issues that they track when they're getting ready to vote for someone.
For State Senator Doug Broxson, a Republican, the claims involving a political reason in part for this decision were not unexpected, but he doesn't believe that's the case.
Senator Nelson has certainly had the inside track on defending our coastline, and I think the governor knew that, but I believe the fact that he has an ear of the president. At the end of the day, it's good for the Democrat and it's good for the Republicans because too much of our economy in Northwest Florida is built around keeping our military operations strong.
The governors of nearly all states along the Pacific and Atlantic coastlines have joined Scott in calling for their shores to be removed from Zinke's plan as well. But Zinke has not ruled out any other area at this time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.